The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, the sound of money clinking, and you know what that means. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel, and that means that Stephanie Dotson is here with me this morning from Emerald Coast Coins. Good morning.
Good morning. That song just always puts you in the mood, don't it?
You know, what is it about Pink Floyd? I tell you what.
Dang.
And I actually had a chance to see Roger Waters in concert out in California. It was one of the coolest things ever. It was really fun.
That is so cool.
I was like, I feel like I'm so cool. And then I'll say that to somebody and they'll go, who?
Who? What?
Who are you talking about? What? Oh, well.
It's okay.
Okay. But it's all about the money, honey.
Yes.
So we got our money expert here, Stephanie Dotson.
I do my best.
I know. You're always awesome. And first of all, tell us about Emerald Coast Coins. Where are you located? What y'all do?
Yep. Emerald Coast Coins, we've been around for 23 years, which is super insane to me because I've never lived anywhere that long in my entire life. So 23 years we've been around. We're at 1811 Creighton Road, like right smack dab in the middle of 9th and Davis.
I see it all the time.
Yep.
Pass by it all the time.
And our phone number is 850-473-1515. We're open Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's cool. The middle of the week we close at 4 because we really need to catch up on a lot. So we're closed at 4, but we still work that extra hour to try and get things caught up.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't take we don't have any customers coming after 4 o'clock. But Monday and Friday, we close at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Closed on weekends. It's just fun. We've been around, veteran-owned. Family
very
operated.
Owned. Okay. Well, here's one of the things that I think is important to distinguish right up front. It's not a pawn shop.
Yes, it's not a pawn shop.
Sometimes people get that confused.
They do somehow.
So, but you have a tremendous collection of coins ranging from ancient coins, current coins, gold, everything,
right? Everything from, basically everything, ancient coins, foreign coins, some people call them antique, but just older.
Collectibles.
Like 1800 collectible coins from the 1700s, 1800s, a whole array of stuff.
Okay. And one of the things that's great about what you do is that if I should happen to have a lot of jewelry or something, or maybe I've inherited some jewelry, I can bring that in and for the value of the weight of the gold.
Yeah.
Can get that taken care of.
You sure can. When we purchase jewelry, we buy it based off of the gold and silver prices when you walk in. We buy both. And we have to do paperwork for the police department. So we cut off jewelry taking in jewelry like an hour before we close. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it would be 3 o'clock. Monday and Friday, it would be 4 o'clock.
Okay. And so you just bring it in and then
you bring it in and we test it and weigh it and give you a price. And you're like, yeah, that's great. Or I'll hold on to it a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of prices, do you have the update for us right now?
Girl, it's insane right now. So gold finally hit over $4,000.
You're kidding. Was it 34 last time you were here?
Yes. So it's climbed much. So like $4,010 right now. It got up to like $4,050 or $60 yesterday. Silver has popped, these are both all-time highs, over $50 an ounce, $50
really?
An ounce.
Really? That's a big jump from last time.
Yes, because it was still in the 30s last time.
I don't really know, but what determines this? Do you know? Can you explain it?
No. I used to know. It used to be if the market's kind of wonky, then the silver and gold prices will rise. And now I think it might just be people are finding more solace in collecting gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the way the world is right now. People think it's a better thing to have. There's all these ideas of why it goes up. But I don't know. I just go off of what I hear people tell me.
Well, sounds like it's a good investment right now, apparently.
It's crazy. Like, wow. And we still, people are like, are you still selling? Yes, I'm still buying and selling. Like, okay. All day long.
Okay.
Open to close.
All right. So that's good to know.
It is.
So we've already got some questions coming in for you. This is the expert panel. And as I've said earlier this morning, this is about bringing in experts on different subjects. We just had our expert on Taste of the Beach. She was here talking, Jessica Simpson. And now we have Stephanie Dodson, who is our, I guess you would say, our money expert, our coin expert from Emerald Coast Coins. So if you do have a question, text it in, 850-437-1620. Okay. So the first one up is from our friend Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping. He says, hey, do they have any dinosaur coins? So I'm not quite sure what that means.
So dinosaur, literally,
I didn't know dinosaurs had coins.
They do. Okay. So, and I've talked to you about like my Star Wars coins.
Oh, that kind of dinosaur.
So just anything with a dinosaur on it. You know, I don't think I have any dinosaur stuff right now, but it, you know, call and check. If you can call and check like once a week and see if I get them in, because I'm getting stuff in all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
And with the holidays around the corner.
Yes, dinosaurs
for gifting.
Are there. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I have any dinosaur coins in right now. Bummer.
Do you have the Star Wars in?
I have some Star Wars silver bars. Yes. It's Darth Vader on one, and then Luke, Leia, and Hans on the other.
Skywalker?
Yes.
Okay. I do know a little bit about that. So that's fascinating. Okay, got another question for you. So I would laugh when I first read that and said dinosaur coins. I was like, oh, so dinosaurs were exchanging money?
Yes, they totally were.
So, you know, right? Okay, the other question that just came in is, if I bring an American silver eagle for cash, do you buy based on its silver content or its, and here's the big word, numismatic value? So first of all, explain
numismatic. So numismatic, they're basically saying, does it have any collectibility?
Mm-hmm. And that's what this is all called,
right.
People that do this.
Numismatists, yes. That, you did so great saying that word. Whew. So the silver eagles right now are all pretty much all being based off of the price of silver. And I would always say call and check before you come in, because our prices, when things are like this and crazy, prices can change two or three or four times a day. Mm-hmm. So I get my prices from the big guys and I adjust accordingly.
Okay.
I would say probably nothing right now is being bought at spot price. So nothing's being bought at exactly $4,000 or at $50. Everything's going to have a price off of that.
Okay. So the silver eagles then are based on
typically
that
based
value?
Off, yep, just typically based off of that. If they are graded, which they come in a little slab and it'll say perfect, MS-70, you know, those will potentially be based off of a collectability price.
Okay.
It depends on the year, depends on who graded it and all that stuff.
So if this person has a coin in mind, they want to bring it in, how do you take a look at it?
Yep. Or just call and ask. Yeah, just call the store, 850-473-1515. Call and ask.
Okay, very good. Thanks for texting that in. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Stephanie Dodson is here with Emerald Coast Coins. Holidays are coming up. I think coins are such a great stocking
stuffer.
I do too.
And we've talked about this. I've talked about this since probably what, June or July.
Yeah, I keep bringing it up. It's me. I know.
Start buying the coins you want now. 2025 Eagles, they will stop production. And we talked about those being really great for stocking stuffers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have like Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday little holders that they can go in. Yes.
Oh, how cute.
Yes.
Okay.
But like, you know, it's going to get harder to find the 2025s the closer we get to the holidays.
Gotcha. Okay.
So get them now.
Okay. Very good.
And they run about, I think they run like $5-ish dollars over silver price. So
okay.
$55 roughly.
So for one, and that's the silver eagle
that's
dollar.
Silver eagle. And so for that kind of stuff also, I will say we don't take credit or debit. We take cash or check. You know, the credit and debit stuff is just not something we do for our bullion.
Okay. Nope.
Put that out there.
Okay, you know, that's good to know. Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to do that, you bring $55 in.
$55
plus
I'll find you a coin.
Okay.
No tax on the... So,
oh, that's,
one, there's
okay.
No tax on American coins. And then the governor signed a bill. It started August 1st. There's no tax on the generic bullion. So people like the silver buffalo rounds or like a silver bar or ingot, people will call them a silver ingot, used to be in the state of Florida, $500, less than $500, we had to tax it.
Right.
But he signed a bill that went into effect in August, that there's no taxes on that stuff anymore.
Wow.
So we have finally catching up with the rest of the United States, and I'm so excited about that.
Well, good. Okay, that's good to know.
Yes.
Another fun fact
this morning. I love that. So, and back to holidays, you know, not only do we have silver eagles, we have the old money. Mm-hmm. I showed you that last time, the cowboy money.
Right. Which is so fun.
Which I didn't bring anything this time, but, you know, I'll bring
something. She brought it last time. It is really cool.
It was cool. We have the biggest thing, another big thing I think that's out right now that people are liking, they're called goldbacks.
Oh, what's that?
And so goldback, they started in 2019, I think, and it's a very thin layer, like gold that's been thinned out, super thin. So it has like 1/2000th of an ounce up to 1/10th of an ounce of gold.
What's the shape of it?
It looks like a bill. It looks like, So it'll say $0.50, $1, $2,
$5. Is it marked on it?
It is. They have beautiful pictures.
Oh, wow.
And Florida just came out this year. We just got in Oklahoma because they just released. And I think Alaska and Texas are going to be the next.
So each state is doing this?
Starting to.
Oh, wow.
I think that makes 8 or 9 now that have them.
Huh.
So they're working on it.
Neat.
And they put beautiful pictures that are typically based off the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like our $5, the Florida $5 one has a pirate girl on it.
Oh, how cute.
So cute. And then there's one that has, I think, a manatee on it.
Huh.
I mean,
The gold manatee one.
Yes.
That sounds pretty neat.
So pretty.
So what would the value, what's the cost of that as a gift?
Typically run for double their gold price. Probably, you know, give or take. Double their gold price. So if it's, you know, one, we'll start with the $100 because that's going to be the easiest one. If a $100 bill, one that's going to look like a big $100 bill.
With a manatee on it.
That one, I don't remember. I think that one has Statue of Liberty on it.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be 1/10 of an ounce, $400. Mm-hmm. So you would double that.
Okay.
And that'd be about the cost.
Around
$800.
Okay.
So, and now on top of them being cool and collectible, like some places use them to barter or trade with places in town.
Really?
Yeah. I know there's a hairdresser. I think there's a tool store. There's a couple places. And you can go to, I think it's goldbacks.com and look and see who trades with them.
Interesting.
So cool.
This is like a whole other market I didn't know anything about.
They're really cool. I mean, okay, and I always say this, too. My brother knows a lot more about those than I do. So that's just the basics of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Besides the fact that they're super pretty. But those are really cool. Like the little $1.50 ones are like $4 or $5.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, great little stocking stuffers.
Okay. That's neat.
Yes.
Okay. We're covering a lot of new material today.
I know. So those are super cool.
Okay. So what are some other gift ideas?
What else do we have in there right now? During the holiday seasons, and I've talked about this before, we try to keep widow's mites in.
Now, what is that?
So the widow's mites are from the Bible.
Okay.
When everybody was tithing and the kings and the, you know, the rich people were given barely 10% or whatever. Mm-hmm. The widow gave all she had, which was like a mite. It was a little tiny copper piece of money.
Oh.
So she gave everything she had where everybody else was just giving a little
percentage.
Bit. Yes.
Interesting. So what size are those?
They're very tiny.
Tiny.
They're
okay.
Very tiny. They're like maybe half the size of a dime.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
They're really cool.
That is cool.
Yes.
How old are they?
Old. Old as dirt.
Wow. See, it's so fun to have you here, Stephanie, because I know just enough to get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know enough. But every time you come on the show, I always learn something new. And I'm totally fascinated by this. And it's kind of a special thing for me. And I've mentioned this, but my dad loved coins and coin collecting. And I'd be like, yeah, Dad, okay. He's, I got this. Da, da, da. I mean, yeah, that's great, Dad. And now I wish I had paid more attention.
I get it. Totally get it.
Because it was he was very passionate about it. But,
yes.
But a lot of people are.
A lot of people are. And it's fun. So when Dad started the business, it was just him and his buddy started the business together.
Mm-hmm. How old is he now, would you say?
My dad will be 71 in November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
they started it together. And then he convinced my brother to move back here and run the business with him. And then I kind of came in around 2009, 2010. I didn't know anything about coins.
Really?
I just knew I did not like the job I had.
Right.
And I was willing to learn whatever I needed to not have that job.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. I get it.
So, So that, and then that was all she wrote me. And I like coin, like I collect them. Like everybody who works for me now, like, or, you know, that works with us, they, they're like, well, I don't know anything. Nope, none of them. We, you know, we've all learned together.
Mm-hmm.
And now they all have their own little collection.
Of course they
they're
do.
Like, wait, what? I can't find stuff with dogs on them. Like, mm-hmm. yes,
of
like
course.
Military coins. Okay.
Oh, now that you've mentioned dogs, do you have any like football coins? Did you,
we
any of those kind of things for different teams like Alabama and others?
We do get football coins, and I will, every once in a while, I'll get, like, I see more Bear Bryant stuff than anything. There was a whole bunch of stuff with
really?
Bear Bryant. Yeah. But I'll see, like, NFL and, like, Florida Gators.
Yeah.
Florida State. Like, I'll see some of those a lot. I don't see a lot of Georgia stuff.
Well, if you do, you know, you know what dog to call.
I do.
Because I would do that in a heartbeat.
I sure do.
But, a Vince Dooley coin. That would be neat.
Oh, my gosh.
So you get these old coaches, right?
Right. It's super cool. I've
Bobby
seen, like,
Bowden.
Joe Namath. I was, like, even, like, Joe Namath. Like,
really?
Just cool stuff.
Yeah.
Emmett Smith. Like, you see
oh,
how
fun.
Of, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Okay.
Totally.
All right. We just have to keep stopping in and checking. Is that
yeah.
the deal? So tell
and
us where you're located again, because
so
somebody just joined us.
We're at 1811 Creighton Road, like right in the middle of Creighton between 9th and Davis, across, like diagonally across from that Cumberland Farms at the Lanier Light.
Right. You can't miss it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can't miss it. Okay. So talking about collecting and gifts and other things, what else did you want to mention today?
Let's see.
What's happening at Emerald Coast Coins?
So, not Emerald Coast. I think there's a coin show this weekend, and I kept telling everybody, like, I'll post when I know, but I haven't found out. But I think there is one Saturday, and it would be at the, like, Elks Lodge down off of, like...
Oh, here in town.
Like, past 98, past the VA.
Yes, okay.
I think that's the Elks Lodge there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be there, and I think it's on Saturday.
Oh, interesting.
I will try to confirm today and post it on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So, and that's, you know, we do have a Facebook page that I try to post informational stuff on.
Well, you do the pricing every day when you
well,
can.
Well, I do when I can. Mm-hmm. Or I'll post something cool we've gotten in, like, hey, come and get this before we sell out.
Mm-hmm.
We and people can message us on there. I would also say if you message us on there and you don't hear from us in a couple, like, we're so busy. If you don't hear from me, like, an hour, hour and a half, like, call and be like, hey, I messaged you on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please look at my pictures.
Yes, yes. And you can send pictures.
Yeah, you can send pictures. You like, so you just go on Facebook and look for Emerald Coast Coins. You'll see a picture of my dad's dogs that we used to have,
mm-hmm.
Like Sophie and Sugar. So
aww.
You'll see them there. That's just... I don't have pictures of coins. I have pictures of dogs.
Okay.
Okay. Fine.
Well, one thing I know that I'm going to throw out there because I think it's so important because I would be guilty of doing this. If you find an old coin or you find an old collection, you're cleaning out the attic or find a box of jewelry and coins,
mm-hmm.
don't clean them.
Don't clean them.
So tell
yeah.
us
so
why.
So we don't clean them.
That's what I would say, oh, I bet it was worth more if I shine it
exactly.
up.
Exactly. And it's so difficult because you're like, oh, it's so dirty and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to take it in looking like that.
Right.
But if you clean it, if it were an expensive coin, if it was like a, you know, $1,000 coin, that could cut that value in half.
I'm fascinated by
and
that.
And it's so, well, it's just like any kind of antique. You want to keep it as original as possible.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, every antique you have out there, as original as possible.
Oh, okay. So someone just texted in.
Yay.
We love you for texting in. Coin Show, 172 Street. 172nd Street? Is that
okay.
All right?
Oh, sure.
Okay. That's all it says. 172 Street.
I wonder, well, we're not going to say the phone number. I wonder if that's my dad.
We have to get our research department on this.
Yep.
Okay. So thank you for texting that in. Some other ideas we have, we've been talking a lot about gifting and some other things. What are you seeing now? Every time I drive by their store, there are cars out front. So I don't know if they're all buying up the gold. Or are there trends happening right now because it's fall that you see people coming in with certain things or not?
Not so much fall,
mm-hmm.
but definitely just because of where the prices are right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of people checking stuff that they bought. I had a customer come in the other day who sold some of their silver, and they bought it when it was like $24 an ounce.
Wow.
So they like doubled their money.
Wow. Okay.
They doubled their money in just a handful of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have people who bought stuff last week that are already making money
because
it keeps going up.
That's true.
So, you know, and I still do have people buying stuff, you know, buying stuff and selling. You know, it's a give and take right now. Like people are like, are you just buying everything? I am buying a lot, but I'm still also selling a lot.
Interesting.
I still have my collectors that come in at least every, you know, at least once a week.
And so when you say your collectors are coming in, what do you mean by that?
So when I say
my give us some examples of what they're collecting?
Yeah, so my collectors that come, when I say my collectors, my people that come in and they're looking for, some people are Buffalo Nickels, you know, they're looking for their Buffalo Nickels. They're looking to complete their old silver dollar sets, the Morgan and Peace dollars, or quarter sets, you know. So they're collecting
quarter set.
Yep. Well, so most of these people are collecting silver. But yes, but they're like collecting, or their old penny set, their Indian head cents, or, you know, their wheat pennies. Large, there's so many things. Like, I had a guy come in and trying to do all of the Morgan dollars. And I'm like, this is the book I have. And it's a Morgan dollar book set, but it's just one of each Morgan dollar. So I don't have to worry about the super expensive coins because some of them are pretty pricey. But I could just get focus on just the dates.
Right.
Just one of each date.
Okay.
Because with most of the coins, they'll be a Philadelphia run, a Denver run, not
and
all of
them. And
that's
the mint, in mint, case someone doesn't know.
Philadelphia mint, a Denver mint, San Francisco. Back in the day, they had New Orleans and Carson City also.
Okay. I got a text back. You're so sweet for texting this in because he heard me or she heard me. Sorry. It's the Elk Lodge at 727 North 72nd Avenue.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You're officially part of the research department now.
Best friend.
Thank you so much. So again, to repeat that, the coin show is the Elk Lodge at 727 North 72nd Avenue.
Yep, and that's West Pensacola.
Yes. Okay, yes. Very good. So that's this weekend.
Yes, that's this weekend. I believe it's just Saturday.
Okay, Saturday. Okay, terrific.
They usually are like 9 to 5-ish is probably what it is, something like that.
Okay.
Again, I will confirm everything and put it on the Facebook page for everybody.
Excellent.
So
okay.
That's, I'm so happy. Thank you. For
oh, he
that.
Says, you're welcome. 10 a.m.
10 a.m. See ya. You got
a spot on the show next.
That's
because
it.
You got all the info
Come
for
on.
Us. Okay, so we have just a couple minutes left. Anything that you haven't mentioned about Emerald Coast coins
Let's
that
see.
You walk away from the show to go, oh, doggone it, I meant to
I
mention this.
That.
Yeah.
So on top of buying the coins and the jewelry, flatware, sterling flatware.
Oh, that's
we,
right.
We always want to try and get that in there. Because, you know, none of us in this day, I don't want to polish anything. We buy that. It has to say sterling on it. So, you know, you bring that in. Now, some of the stuff is weighted, and I could get into that, like, at a later time. But basically, there's, like, a cement or a clay inside that makes it heavier than it actually
oh, really?
Is. So if you look at a candelabra, and you're like, oh, this weighs, like, 300 grams. But most of that 300 grams is going to be all the gunk that's inside
oh,
with a thin layer of silver around
so
it.
So how do you determine, then, what the true weight, silver weight is?
I have pieces that we've taken out of other ones, and I just weigh it. Or I ask my brother because he's got a good brain and he's just like, oh, that's like, you know, 15 grams or whatever.
Interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah. And sterling right now, gosh, it's probably close to all. It's not there yet, but almost a dollar a gram.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, like right around there.
Well, it'd be well worth it rather than having it sitting in that drawer.
Heck yes. Heck yes.
Yeah.
I had somebody like just, you know, when I they sold something the other day, they're like, this is going to come in handy. I'm like, go live your best life, my friend.
Do you take other like silver platters and things like that as well? Or is that something
so
different?
If it's sterling, I'll take it.
Okay.
For sure. So as long as it's sterling, yeah. But if you're not sure, bring it in. We can figure it out for you.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at figuring it out most of the time.
I'm not surprised. All right. So let's, in case someone just joined us, let's review your hours and when you're available.
So we're open Monday through Friday. Monday and Friday, we're open 9 until 5. And we don't take jewelry after 4 o'clock. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4. So we don't take jewelry after 3 o'clock. And that's just so we can get work done.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Like, I'm so people like, you're leaving early? No, I'm not. I'm still working.
Mm-hmm. You're just closing.
Usually, I'm just closing.
Right. Closing
to the
doors.
Public.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yes. And our phone number is 850-473-1515. And you can find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just look for Emerald Coast Coins and look for the dogs.
And you can put a picture there and ask a question on Facebook.
Yes, you can send me a message about it with a picture, and I'll do my best to answer it.
Okay, so that website and phone number one more time.
Phone number 850-473-1515, and just find us on Facebook, Emerald Coast Coins.
All right, Stephanie Dodson, you're so interesting. I love it when you're here. Yes. Emerald Coast Coins, you definitely want to take advantage. Great. Possibilities for the holiday gifts.
That's it. Get in there now.
Okay. Thanks for being here on Pep Talk. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Vince Cole's expert panel. Been a great day today. So enjoyed all my guests. So enjoyed having you here with me. Have a great day today, Pensacola. We'll talk to you tomorrow, bright and early, 9 o'clock. Listen on.